Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Katya Rice, and she came in fifth place in our open contest. If you're listening on iTunes, head over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. We were just talking, I was just mentioning how good your pictures actually are, and I do like the American theme and that whole thing. So why don't we start with how you, and you said you did some modeling stuff, so give us a bit of your history before you found Venus, like your history in diet and fitness, and I guess just fitness in general, and then work up to when you found Venus and how you found it. And I guess you found it through Alan at least somehow. So just kind of give us a bit of a history here.
Okay. Well, I started off modeling, you know, just doing photo shoots here and there, fashion shows. I love fashion shows. So I would do that. And, you know, just basically I was in that type of entertainment with the modeling and the photo shoots. And I was working out, you know, I got a trainer and, you know, working with the trainer. And, you know, I was happy with the results that I was getting. You know, it wasn't, I didn't really have my eye on anything major. So, you know, just working out here and there, just, you know, to stay healthy. And I remember I went to a fitness competition. Someone told me about it. I said, hey, why not? So, you know, I just went to check it out. And if you've ever been to a fitness competition, you would know how just absolutely just inspiring it is. And I got there, and it was just a totally different world. And, you know, these people are just in just great shape, and, you know, it's just their own community. So I was inspired to do more. You know, I wanted to learn more about fitness, and, you know, frankly, I wanted to figure out how I could get my body to look like theirs, you know. So
okay, so how long ago was this first show you went to?
My first show was actually November of last year. So last month made a year for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I did my, you know, I trained. It was about 12 weeks. I trained with a trainer. And, you know, we had no idea, you know, how I would look, but I knew I wanted to do this show, so we figured, you know, we'll go for it and we'll see what happens. So, you know, I trained for the 12 weeks and I entered the show.
Okay. And then from there, work your way up to how you found us.
Okay. So, you know, I competed, did that show. I did okay. I didn't do as well as I wanted to, and so I continued to train. I did a show in April, mm-hmm. and I won that show. So okay. After that show, you know, I was still doing the fashion show thing, and there was a guy that I saw on Facebook who was also a model, and his name is Alan Elliott. And, you know, I sent him a friend request, and we talked modeling, we talked fitness, and I learned that he was Adonis. And I didn't know what that was, but he explained the system to me, and basically he lives and dies by this system, and he looks absolutely amazing. You know, it's, you know, I see the people all the time, you know, fitness people, but this guy looks absolutely amazing. So I wanted to learn more about it. And, you know, he told me about it, and then he told me, you know, hey, you know, there's also Venus. And, you know, he told me about it, told me about the index and how it works. And, you know, I think this would be great for you because, you know, you're in bikini, which is a category that is basically visual, and they're looking at how you're proportioned. That is the main, you know, that's the most important thing, how you're proportioned. So I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to give this system a try and see if it's something that can help me.
Okay, so you found it through Alan.
Yes.
And then, right, and then, so, okay, and then obviously, so did you do a contest in conjunction with ours, or like a fitness competition or anything like that, or was it just the Venus thing, or like,
yes.
talk to me about that.
Yeah, well, I have a competition scheduled for next year, but when I did the Venus, I was considered off-season. So I thought it would be a perfect time to do it because it would really give me a measure as to, you know, how my body would transform. So I wanted to do it clean, you know, with no other, you know, systems, just so that I can get an idea of how my body would look at the end of the 12 weeks.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay, so talk to us about that. Which program did you follow? Just the first one?
Yes, I did. Yeah, well, I did the entire, 12-week series. A lot of, like I said, I had a trainer before. The main thing for me was confidence. I didn't have a lot of confidence in, training alone. And, I think that's a problem with a lot of people who, aren't really, gym savvy, if that's a word. But I really didn't have the confidence to go into the gym alone and, pick up the weights alone and work out alone. So, that's something that I really, really took from the system, because it really breaks down exactly, what you're to do. It shows you exactly what you're doing. It shows you the stretches, exactly how you do it. And a lot of the exercises or the movements, I was familiar with because I had trained before. But it was, like I said, the main thing for me, a confidence booster.
Okay. And then so now do you still have – did anybody help you hands on with this, or did you just roll with it on your own? Like, did Alan actually meet? Are you guys close? Like, geographically?
Well, sort of. He's in Warner Robins, but he comes to Atlanta a lot. But no, I didn't actually get to meet up with him, but he did, talk me through a lot of it. So he was very, very instrumental in me completing the program. Very, very supportive. I did it myself.
That's good. I guess from what I'm hearing is that's relatively new for you to be in the gym without a trainer.
Absolutely. And not only a trainer, just someone, I just lack that confidence. And I don't know if it's just that, I didn't feel that, I knew exactly what I was doing. Even though I did, sometimes you just need someone there to say, okay, yeah, you're doing it right. But I felt like, I had the system. I knew exactly what I was going in there to do before I went. So it gave me that confidence I needed, before I even walked through the doors.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like the shape you ended up in?
I did. I'm naturally, I don't want to say heavier, but, just the way that I'm proportioned, most of my weight tends to sit on the bottom. So I have to work extra hard on the bottom to make myself more proportionate. On the top, I can just, the weight just falls off, but I have to work extra hard on the bottom to make sure that I am proportioned. I was very, very happy with the results.
Good. Are you going to be, okay, so at this point, are you going to be moving on to phase two?
I think I am. I think so. I wanted to take some time off. Absolutely, take it to the next level.
Now, as far as dieting goes, did you need to do much for dieting, or what did you do as far as that for the 12 weeks?
Well, for dieting, I basically followed the diet that I used for my first competition, which is a high protein diet. A lot of white fish. I had chicken. I had veggies. I had some oatmeal. So I pretty much followed that diet with this program. So that was the game plan.
And I see that you didn't have to change much in weight. So were you just sort of maintaining as far? Did you even know how many calories you were eating, or were you kind of just roll with it?
And I didn't. And that was one thing that I really, really, really hate calorie counting. I knew that the diet was a good diet. I knew that how I looked at the end of doing the diet for my competition, so I was confident in that diet. But I pretty much I knew that I needed some structure as far as what I ate, so that was something that I was familiar with, so I went with that one, and I was happy.
And your goal wasn't really to cut much. Like, it seems like you were more just going for shape and proportion.
Exactly. Because that's what we're judged on. It's when you're up there, you don't have to make a certain weight. It's not about that at all. I could be standing next to someone who's 20 pounds heavier than me, but if she's shaped, if her proportion is better than mine, if she's proportioned better than I am, she would win. So it's not about, the scale and how much you weigh. It's about what you look like, which is exactly what Venus is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I thought, you know, that was great.
So are you going to be competing anytime soon or in 2012?
I think so. I think I'm going to go with the one of the first shows of the season, which will be around March or April.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. You know, that's what I'm looking at right now. So I'm excited mm-hmm. about the new year. I think I'm going to go for March or April.
Okay, that's cool. So that'll be what, your third or fourth show?
That will be my third show.
Third show, and this will be your, and will you be rolling Venus through to that? So this will be your first one using Venus.
I will. I'm going to use it. I'm going to see, you know, what happens, and I'll definitely, you know, keep in contact.
You got to report back.
Yeah, absolutely, and let you know what happens and how it plays, and maybe even get someone to, you know, get some footage and send it over so that you can take a look.
That would be awesome. Well, we got to get Alan on that. He's got to come with you to that.
Well, actually, I think we're going to tag team for this show. You know, he's talking about maybe competing with me, so that would be great. You know, we're both up there, so.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Is it going to be in the Atlanta area or?
Yeah, it will be. It will be in the Atlanta area. So I'm pretty sure. You know, if I do the show, I'm pretty sure he'll do it too.
All right, so I guess we can both pressure him on that.
Yeah.
we're talking modeling here, and you went from. Do you still do the fashion stuff?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I guess, and then now you're doing the fitness stuff. So for other girls, we're going to go a direction here that we don't go with too many of these because not too many people compete. What's your advice as far as for girls who maybe are interested in modeling, either the fashion modeling or the fitness modeling or both? Mm-hmm. So to this point, with what you've learned, what and how you've managed to sort of reshape your body with Venus and continue to do it, what advice would you give to people who are interested in maybe actually doing some modeling and maybe a fitness competition, like not like our stuff, but actual on stage? What
right.
have you got for advice for maybe a first timer?
Right. Well, there's a lot of great information out there, but like you said, it's about, you know, how do I find it? The first thing I would suggest that I wish someone had told me is you have to link up with people or talk to people who are in that particular industry. So, you know, if you're wanting to do fitness competitions, you know, and you're not really comfortable with working out and, you know, okay, this is my first time, you know, it's not enough to just find a trainer. You know, you need to find someone who is familiar with, you know, fitness competitions because it's different. It's totally different. So I would say that, and then beyond that, you have to understand about posing and what goes into posing because that's just important as your physique. So you could have a great physique, but if you don't know how to showcase it, then it won't matter. So that's important. Everything down to, you know, your competition suit, the color of your competition suit. You have to make sure that your competition suit is flattering to you. Like I talked about before, how I'm a little heavier on the bottom. So, you know, I have to be careful about the type of, you know, bottom I have, you know, just to make sure that it's flattering, you know, so that's important. So it's just making sure that you link up with those people who can steer you in the right direction. And it's, you know, anybody who's thought about doing it, I would say go for it because it's an experience that I just cannot put into words. It's just so rewarding.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, well, okay. I know you say you can't put it into words, but let's try. So what did you learn from competing?
Well, one
like
thing I definitely.
About yourself or about the whole industry, like both?
Yeah. Well, one thing I learned, it's hard. It is. It takes a lot of discipline and, you know, it's something that you have to do for yourself, you know, because there are going to be times when, you know, you wonder if it's worth it and, you know, why am I doing this? But when you actually complete it and you're up there, I mean, it's all worth it. And they always say, there's a saying that, you know, my body is my trophy, and that is so true, whether you place or not, you know, to go through that program 8 weeks, 12 weeks, or however many weeks, and actually get up there on that stage and the lights and the people and, you know, all of your hard work, you're actually displaying it, it just makes it all worth it. And, you know, I just learned that, you know, I'm a lot stronger than what I thought. And with each show, I can see growth. You know, it's not about competing against that person next to you. It's about, you know, competing against yourself and making sure that you present a better package than you did before. So, you know, that's my goal, is to make sure that I grow with every show.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Your body is your trophy, and that's a really good way of saying it. It's not about the other people on stage. It's about yourself.
Exactly.
And the one thing I've learned, and I coach people on this, is to understand that in a given competition, the judges, it doesn't matter where they place you, so to speak, as long as you're happy with your progress, that's the real win. And because on any given day, you just aren't really sure what the judges are looking for, and so you can't hang your hat or your sort of personal worth, or at least, you know what I mean?
Like, right.
You got to separate your emotion of what the judges say to how well you did for yourself.
That's so true, because you could, if there are, you know, five judges on the panel and you talk to four of them, one of them could have you placed first and one could have you placed last, you know, and it's just like you said, you never know what they're looking for, but it's about you. It's about you and, you know, the reason why you got up there, your goals, you got up there, you know, you accomplished that goal, you look great, so that's what's important, and you're a winner, you know, stepping up there, you're a winner, so, you know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah, oh yeah, my hat's off to everybody who steps on the stage,
yeah.
And on everyone who submitted pictures, that's good for you,
because
our stuff is sort of a mini version of what you do, like, on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You're still putting yourself out there. You still end up on our blogs and stuff. But, you know, on stage, it's a little different because you have an audience and you're being called out and you're compared head-to-head. So it's, everyone who's submitted or everyone who gets on stage, that's a growth experience you just can't get any other way.
Oh, absolutely.
So, All right, well, I mean, do you have anything else? Or, I mean, are you happy? Are you good where we are right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good, you know, like I said, I'm learning every day. I'm, you know, just wanting to grow and get better and learn more. And, you know, hopefully one day I can be the Venus. I can be to Venus what Alan is to Adonis, because he is just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well, and I appreciate I like the fact that you said that, because Alan is one of the people who is sort of carrying our flag, like, into the fitness world as far as competing and stuff like that. So the more people who are doing that, the better. So
he has such a presence, you know, just getting everything out there and telling people about the system, and, you know, and Alan is just a, you know, walking advertisement, you know.
Because
he's just, you know, wow.
Well, he's trying to brand himself too, right?
Yeah.
So, and that part of that is he's approached me about it, and he wants to use our system as part of his branding. And I'm like, you're damn right, I'm all for that. So
right.
If you want to do that with Venus, I'm on board. Okay. So, well, that was great. So I guess maybe we'll leave it there. So thanks for being on the call, and congratulations on your placing. And definitely keep us posted as you compete in the future.
I definitely will. I have to get that footage to you.
For sure.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. For Katya Rice, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index podcast.